The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of the many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Gospel of the Lord. This Father is not only the Father of the Jews, but the Father of all. Who is this Father? Psalm 4:2 answered this question. Because this Father is the one who answers our cry, who comes to our help when we are in trouble. That's why Jesus says, "Us will be given, lock will be opened, seek and you will find." And also today, Jesus says, before you ask, God the Father knows what you need. So we are assured what is chosen. We're giving the best for our soul. At times, we complain that what we want, we did not have. But we miss the point. What's the best? Not necessary or always pleasant. The best thing is pleasant, good for our soul, not for our body need. Many times you ask practical things. It's true, we need them. But most important, that we should have the grace of God, that we be always living in His love. We are really His children. We are only Father in heaven. He provide everything for each day, for each one of us. So we trust. So the whole day, in our mind, say, "Hallowed be thy name." That means that everything is done for His glory, for His holy will, for each one of us.